Pop star Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, will testify against her former spouse in Jackson's ongoing child molestation trial. Prosecutors hope Rowe will tell jurors she was forced to appear in a video praising Jackson as a good father. Jackson's lawyers are preparing to open their defense in coming days. But many say Jackson's strongest defense may take place outside of the courtroom. Last month, Jackson declared his innocence on the Reverend Jesse Jackson's nationally syndicated radio program. Commentator Mark Anthony Neal says Jackson's appearance on that show was an effort to reach out to Black America.
Much has been made of Michael Jackson's recent appearance on the Reverend's internet radio program, as well as the revelation that the pop star has daily prayer sessions with him by phone before court appearances. None of this is surprising, as it amounts to what have been serial attempts by Michael Jackson to rehabilitate his blackness in the eyes of the black community. Only a year ago, we all wondered aloud about Jackson's apparent relationship with the Nation of Islam and its leader, Minister Louis Farrakhan, a man who once referred to Jackson as a sissy. Jackson's relationship with Farrakhan may not have earned him much support in the court of public opinion, but it sure as hell helped him earn back a portion of his ghetto pass. And perhaps that was the point. So was the case when Jackson asked Jay-Z to appear on the remix of his single You Rock My World in 2001. Or when he appeared on the decidedly ghetto fabulous Soul Train Music Awards in 1994, just as the first charges of child molestation became public. Or when he employed the talents of black filmmaker John Singleton for his 1992 video, Remember the Time, this time remaking himself into a mythic Afrocentric deity, just as the hip-hop generation was becoming enamored with the fetishes of pre-modern African cultures. What was simply good business for Michael Jackson a decade ago has become a survival mechanism. And after watching some black folk provide gratuitous support for accused child pornographer R. Kelly, who could blame Jackson for playing the internal race card? The reality is that race does matter, and black folk have a long history of less than favorable and often downright tragic relations with America's judicial system. The racial makeup of the jury in Jackson's trial, which does not include one African American, is a prime example. America's prisons are littered with black men and women who were wrongly accused and convicted of crimes simply because their black skin proved convenient for some prosecutor's case. Some may be uncomfortable with Jackson's attempts to reach back to us. For some black folk, Michael Jackson hasn't been black since he adorned the cover of the Triumph album back in 1980 with his brothers. But even E.T. had to phone home.
Mark Anthony Neal is an associate professor with the Department of African American Studies at Duke University and author of The New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity.